crowded London will be even more crowded during the Olympics, but the athletes of the USA track and field team will be in the more peaceful surroundings of Birmingham, adjusting to the time zone and trying to escape the pre-game's pressure while doing their final training. Birmingham's local council leader, Mike Whitby, put the deal together to bring the U.S. and Jamaican teams to his city, and also, he says, to bring more than $30 million worth of business.
We're now where the American track and field will trade. This is the Alexander Stadium. I have committed many, many millions of pounds to upgrading this stadium. We've resurfaced the track. We've actually realigned and reconfigured the track here so that it mirror images what they will run on in London.
And U.S. athletes who came to Birmingham for an indoor meet in February were happy with the plan.
I think it's great for, you know, middle distance runners, especially a lot of canals to run on. People speak English. Weather's decent.
I was here when they first came here to assess the place for us, the distance runners. We need the dirt. We need somewhere where you can call it, you know, a place that you can do long runs and dirt and everything like that. Birmingham provides that.
Birmingham has a strong sports history with a variety of facilities for the visiting Olympic team to use. And the president of USA Track and Field, former athlete Stephanie Hightower, says Birmingham also delivers an atmosphere that will help her team relax and get ready to compete.
Whenever we go to another country, we want to be able to create a home away from home. And so a lot of times when we go to whatever the host country is, you don't have that sort of authentic opportunity to do that. And with the city of Birmingham and the multiculturalism of this city, it pretty much represented what our team looks like.
But there is one potential drawback to putting the team in Birmingham. It's an hour and a half trip to London, even on the fastest trains.
Platform 17 for the 1846 London.
The athletes will make the trip to the Olympic Village several days before they have to compete, but team officials won't want them to spend too much time in transit or worrying about timetables.
Clearly they looked at that and they didn't see that as a problem. On the contrary, clearly they were away from the hubble and bubble of the capital and they can concentrate on what they really are going to achieve, the number of goals that they want to win.
The Olympic athletes will be watched by millions of people all around the world. But the American track team will make its final preparations well outside the spotlight, in relatively relaxed surroundings 200 kilometers away. Al Pessin, VOA News, Birmingham.